My next guest is Alejandro Escovedo, a legendary American rock musician, songwriter, and singer with a career spanning over four decades. Starting in punk with the Nuns, he also moved on to roots rock with the True Believers, alt country with Rank and File, all that before embarking on a solo career that has led him to collaborations with everyone from Bruce Springsteen and Tony Visconti to John Cale. Geographically, that career has taken him all over, from his hometown of San Antonio to creative hubs in the Bay Area, New York City, and Austin, Texas. His latest album, Echo Dancing, was recorded in Italy and revisits classics and rarities from albums past, reimagining them into an electric but rock and roll soundscape. Tonight, he plays Hotel Congress Plaza in a KXCI Presents show at 7:30. Dave Gonzalez of the Paladins is opening. Welcome back to the show, Alejandro.
It's a pleasure to be here. Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Oh, it's great to have you back. And welcome back to Tucson. You were in Phoenix last night. Has Arizona been treating you well so far?
It was great.
Yeah.
We had a good time last night. Yeah.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Excellent. So the new record is all about revisiting previous material. And it's interesting because that could be viewed in a few different ways. I think it's a really interesting and honestly kind of brave thing to do, to go back and consider reworking material that you've written so long ago.
Mm-hmm.
And also because it's my understanding this wasn't your original plan. No. When you started working on this record, you were flying to Italy with your wife and you're going to do a whole new album. What shifted in you and caused you to make this move and pivot back to your previous material?
Well, initially my intentions were to work with Don Antonio Gramantieri on guitar and various instruments, and then Niccolo Peruc, who was a keyboardist and just wizard with keyboards, you know. And the two of us, I knew that I just wanted the two of us. I didn't want the band. And I thought that I would go over and totally improvise a record, you know. Because the first time we made a record together was The Crossing. When we made The Crossing, Antonio and I had written a lot of music, but we hadn't written any lyrics. And we traveled around Texas a lot in my pickup, in the wilds of Texas, just talking to kids who were dreamers and that type of situation, because the album was about immigration, right? So with that, I had no lyrics when I went to Italy to make the record, but I wrote all the lyrics in the studio, you know. And with this one, we had nothing really other than a few kind of little pieces of music. So, but when I got on the plane for the long trip over to Italy, I began to listen to a record called Por Vida, the songs of Alejandro Escovedo, which was a benefit record for me when I was ill in 2003
like
or 4.
Yeah.
And the first track I listened to was by a Tucson band called Calexico, you know. And they had done a version of Wave, which was just always one of my favorite on the record, you know. And so I began to listen to that. I'd listen to it over and over and began to think, you know, this is a really great idea. I want in on this. So I started listening to John Cale's version of She Doesn't Live Here, Ian Hunter's version of One More Time, Steve Earle's version of Paradise was really cool. So just all these different versions of my songs, and I thought I want in on this. And when I got to the studio, actually I flew to Barcelona first, and I did a gig solo with just piano and myself. And it was awesome. And one of the songs we did was Sensitive Boys. You know, we totally reworked it. So it was kind of like just a piano piece, really, with voice. So when I got to the studio with Antonio and Nicola, that was the first song we recorded. And then Wave we did, you know. And that just began, opened up the gates. And we worked on 3 or 4 songs a day. We worked very quickly. I would bring 3 or 4 choices down of songs that I wanted to record. And Nicola would set up loops and drum patterns on his synthesizers and loopers and stuff. And then we just go in and cut it, you know. And it was really interesting because I began to see the songs in a much different light, you know. I began to sing them differently, think about where I was when I recorded them originally. And that altered everything about the record, you know. And it became a real adventure, kind of like. And it was like recording new songs. It wasn't like going back and just doing, you know, versions of the same song. We really kind of deconstructed the whole thing.
Well, this is what I find very, very fascinating about your process. From what I've read since you've talked after putting this record out, was that it wasn't necessarily like, oh, I'm going to revisit these old chestnuts and close the book on that period or whatever. Mm-hmm. It sounds like it was almost a reawakening of certain parts of your sonic imagination. Can you speak to that a little
sure,
bit?
Sure, because what it did was totally open the door to new ideas about sounds and arrangements and how to approach the song. And it's really altered the way that my band sounds now, and has kind of like set the tone for what records will sound like for me in the future. You know, we're making a record in, we begin in November when we get home. And Britt Daniel from Spoon is producing, along with Charlie Sexton. You know, they're both going to co-produce the record. And it's with my trio, with keyboards and drums. And, you know, we've pretty much set on continuing this kind of adventure.
Charlie and Britt, that sounds like a little dream team.
Yeah, it really
is. Austin homies making something beautiful happen.
Yeah,
that's wonderful. So we've pulled a couple of songs from Alejandro's new album and asked him to reflect on them specifically, starting with, okay, forgive me, I forgot. I thought I'd let you know. Do we want to talk about that or Bury Me first? Which one?
Thought I'd Let You Know was the last song that I brought to the sessions when I did the record Burn Something Beautiful, which we recorded in Portland with Peter Buck, Scott McCoy, John Moen from the Decemberists on drums, Kurt Block from the coolest bands in the world, and you know, just that whole Portland, Seattle, Northwest team was so cool, you know. And it was Bill Rifkin originally was going to be the drummer for our record, and we lost Bill. John did a great job, and then eventually when we toured the record, Linda Pittman was our drummer from, you know, Steve Wynn's band and the Minus Five and such, you know. So yeah, but you know, that song was the last song I brought to Scott. I remember being in his living room, and I was very shy about it. I wasn't really sure about the song, but we started to play, and he loved it. And I just love the words, and I love the approach that he took to that song, you know, when he arranged it for the record, you know. And we kind of did the same thing with this a little bit, but it's a little more atmospheric and ambient than it was on the original.
You're listening to a conversation with Alejandro Escovedo, visiting Tucson this evening, playing a KXCI Present show on the Congress Plaza this evening. We are discussing his latest album, Echo Dancing, where he's revisiting some of his previous compositions, including this one. This is Thought I'd Let You Know.